Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Van Haven bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Jerry Stingle, Jerry with a G, Stingle is our guest. She's president of Ventureneur, a research, training, and marketing company. She focuses on helping women grow their businesses, especially to get them over $1 million. That's a major threshold. That's a milestone that it's not easy, but once you get there, you'll look back and you'll say, how come I didn't get here quicker? And what do I got to do to get to number two? But as we went to the break, Jerry, I made a statement that today there's almost nothing that should hold a woman back. It should be smooth sailing. Just open up a business and roll right on. No headwinds, no obstacles, no unnecessary obstacles. And maybe I should be clearer and say no obstacles any greater than a man would have. And you say that's not true.
That is not true. So women have a harder time getting financing. And that's not self-sufficient.
Wait a minute. That's against the law, Jerry. That's against the law. What are you talking about?
So let's take a look at venture capital. So there is a lot of research showing, in fact, that female founders outperform their male counterparts, and yet they have a harder time raising money. So, part of the reason is that women get asked different questions during pitch sessions.
Really?
They get asked
like what?
Questions of loss, or prevention as opposed to gain. So a man seeking venture capital might be asked, so how do you think you're going to grow your company? What's your go-to, what's the marketing strategy to grow the market? A woman would be asked, what would you do to prevent losing customers? And as a result, they raise about a fifth of the amount of money.
Is it possible? Jerry, you know my heart. I'm asking these questions for the right reasons. Is it possible that women, when they approach a venture capitalist, that they actually maybe present themselves a little more defensively, whereas a guy with our monumental egos, we go in, saying we can slay the dragon? What do you think?
So, absolutely not. So there's research by Dana Kahn's, who works out of Columbia University, who analyzed TechCrunch pitch competition. And what she found is exactly what I just was talking about, is that men founders are asked different questions than female founders, and
wow,
as a result raise five times
so
as much money.
So research is in on this.
Every aspect of entrepreneurship is beginning to be studied. And it's really shedding light on the variety of different problems that women and minorities face.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not self-imposed. It really does exist. And there's sort of tricks of the trade for countering it, although we shouldn't have to counter it. But in what Dana found is that if you answer the loss question and then follow it up with an answer around gain, you will raise 14 times as much money.
Don't let them put you on your heels, is what you're saying. Don't let them push you
back.
Answer the question and then go forward. And see, this leads into the point that I try to make every time I have a conversation like this with you or any of the other people who are helping women grow their businesses, Jerry. And that is something I believe to be true, that women are men are more confident than they deserve to be, and women are less confident than they deserve to be. Women are more capable than they give themselves credit for, and men are less capable than they give themselves credit for. And that comes across in an interview.
And so we're talking about a million dollar business. You agree with me about that? No, not exactly. So I think if you're raising venture capital, you have a lot of confidence, but women do approach it differently, and they definitely ask for less money, and men ask for more money.
Why do they do that?
I'm not sure that it's it could be part of it could be confidence. It just could be ego. I'm not quite sure. You're making my point, Jerry.
You really are. You're making my point. And the thing is that I will tell you this. I have been asked to invest in businesses, and I like the business. I like the person, but they didn't ask for. They weren't capitalizing enough money. They didn't realize that if they needed 5,000, let's just say for an example, they probably, the reason I wouldn't have invested is because they really should have been looking for 25,000. Instead of $1 million, they should have been asking for $10 million because $1 million wasn't going to get them to where they need to go. And I wonder about if women, sounds like women may do the same thing.
I want to sort of take a step back and say that women aren't monolithic, women entrepreneurs. So what might happen at a micro, for a micro business would be very different than for a company that's raising venture capital.
Jerry, hold on. I got to take a quick break. Sure. I'm going to let you finish this up when we come back. The main thing I want to get across, ladies, is you're better sometimes than you give yourself credit for. Believe in yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.